Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. I am the bread of life, spiritual food for those focused on the earthly. John chapter 6, verse 35 is our reading for today. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Bread, such a gift. I'm one of those who jumped on the sourdough bread train and haven't gotten off and don't plan to. There is something about taking the simplest of ingredients, water and flour, putting them together and watching them turn into something so beautifully delicious. It's a bit of a miracle that never ceases to amaze me. Bread is a staple all over the world. It's a simple food product that for some is basic nutrition. And in the countless varieties available across the globe, it is also an absolute treat. In our reading for today, Jesus, as he often does, uses an example of a common item from our lives to illustrate a point. In his day, getting water was far more work than turning on a tap. A trip to the well each day was physical work. Bread was a staple in their diet. To have bread, they started literally from the wheat itself. The steps from grinding to final baking were significant and repeated over and over in many households. This was a staple that would be very familiar and vital to anyone listening to him. Never go hungry? Can you imagine not having to work to make bread every day for your family? Never be thirsty? No more trips to the well? But earthly hunger and thirst are not what Jesus was talking about. "I am the bread of life." Jesus stating that he is the bread of life is a bold and shocking statement. As you know, Jesus is not talking about our earthly life and its needs. He's not referring to the bread in the oven and the water from the well. He is the bread of life, and that life he speaks of is so much more than our earthly cravings. Jesus gives us himself in word and sacrament to feed us spiritually. He wants us to continue to grow in our faith in him. More than anything, his heart yearns for us to be with him for all eternity. Each day, you and I face temptation and guilt over sin. The struggles of the impact of sin in our lives can lead us to worry and despair. Our hearts are overly focused on seeking earthly comforts and often lack the zeal to go to the Lord daily in our prayers, devotions, Bible study, time with him in the Word. Jesus reminds us, in the simplest of terms, that he is an answer to all our needs, but especially our spiritual needs. The cross, the empty grave, and Jesus' ascension to heaven were all for you and for me. While he does provide for our physical needs, even more, he provides us with hearts full of faith, blessed by the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is indeed our bread of life that gives us the promise of heaven, forgiveness, and peace in him. Far more than the miracle of bread and water that can turn into earthly bread, we are gifted with the miracle of God's undeserved grace and mercy for us. In him, we are blessed with spiritual food that feeds our faith today and lasts for an eternity. We pray, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest and let the gift of being your child be ours today and always. Keep us eager each day to spend time with you by being in the Word and in prayer. Remind us of the peace that is ours through you. It's in your name we pray. Amen." Christian worship hymn 544, "I Am the Bread of Life," uses the thoughts and ideas of today's readings in hymn form. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.